Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Vasudevaya. We read from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 3, Pure Devotional Service, Text 17. Are your Hariti by Pumsam? Udyan astam chayan nasau. Tasyarte yakshano nita. Uttama shloka vartaya. Ayur hariti vai pungsam. Udyan astam chayan nasau. Tasyarte yakshano nita. Uttama shloka vartaya. Ayu. Duration of life. Hariti decreases by certainly pumsam of the people, udyan rising, astam setting, cha also, yan moving, asau the sun, tasya of one who glorifies the Lord, rite accept, yat by whom? Kshana, time, nita, utilized, uttama shloka, the all good personality of Godhead, bhartaya, and the topics of, translation. Both by rising and by setting, the sun decreases the duration of life of everyone, except one who utilizes the time by discussing topics of the all-good personality of Godhead. Please repeat. Both by rising and by setting, the sun decreases the duration of life of everyone, except one who utilizes the time by discussing topics of the all-good personality of Godhead. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. This verse indirectly confirms the greater importance of utilizing the human form of life to realize our lost relationship with the Supreme Lord by acceleration of devotional service. So the human form of life is very rare and precious, because in the human form of life we can realize our lost relationship with God. There are 8,400,000 species of life, of which 400,000 are human. So it's a very rare birth and very important to utilize for the best purpose, to realize our lost relationship with God. So this first sentence says, this verse indirectly confirms the greater importance of utilizing the human form of life to realize our lost relationship with the Supreme Lord by acceleration of devotional service. So acceleration means to go faster, like in the car, you have the accelerator. If you want to go faster, you step on it. And because our duration of life is being shortened by every rising and setting of the sun, by every ticking of the clock, we have to step on it. We have to go faster, because we don't know how much time we have, and time is running out. Time and tide wait for no man. So the time indicated by the sunrise and the sunset will be uselessly wasted if such time is not properly utilized for realizing identification of spiritual values. Srila Prabhupada was very expert at speaking in the language of his audience. And in Bombay, Srila Prabhupada had a good friend named Sri Bridgeratan Mota. Sri Mota had been the wealthiest man in what became Pakistan, and he was married to the daughter of R.D. Birla, who was the wealthiest man in India. And Mr. Mota, being a businessman, wanted, like any businessman, to maximize his profits and minimize his losses. So Srila Prabhupada told him that in the ledger of your life, any time used in Krishna consciousness is profit, and any time used outside of Krishna consciousness is loss. So the natural conclusion is to use all your time in Krishna consciousness and don't waste any time outside of it. So the time indicated by the sunrise and the sunset will be uselessly wasted if such time is not properly utilized for realizing identification of spiritual values. Even a fraction of the duration of life wasted cannot be compensated by any amount of gold. So this is very practical. Say, at the time of death, if you're willing to pay the doctor any amount of money to extend your life by even a moment, he won't be able to do so, because each of us is allotted a certain amount of time, and we cannot exceed our limit. So that means that every moment is of incalculable value. Because if we want even one more moment at the end of life, by paying any amount of money, we can't get it. So our time is so valuable. Our life is made of time. And it's so valuable that we can't afford to squander any of it. We should use it all for Krishna consciousness. And there are so many ways in which we can waste time. I don't know why the word Facebook popped into my mind, but there are many ways to waste time, and we should be careful. And a lot of the time comes in small doses, and so, but it adds up. A few minutes here, a few minutes there, it adds up. We should be very careful. Yeah, in one talk in Los Angeles, Srila Prabhupada said, don't waste time. If you've got time, chant Hare Krishna. Don't speak nonsense. Don't waste time. Human life is simply awarded to a living entity, Jiva, so that he can realize his spiritual identity and his permanent source of happiness. A living being, especially the human being, is seeking happiness because happiness is the natural situation of the living entity. But he is vainly seeking happiness in the material atmosphere. A living being is constitutionally a spiritual spark of the complete whole, and his happiness can be perfectly perceived in spiritual activities. So we all want happiness. We all want permanent happiness. But because we are spiritual beings, we can experience real happiness only in relation to the Supreme Spirit, or Krishna. And any other effort will end in failure and frustration. At one time, the richest man in the world was John Paul Getty, and an interviewer asked him, you're the richest man in the world, can you tell us in one word, what is your philosophy of life? And he said, yes, in one word, more. Now that's actually a pretty sad statement, because what he's saying, knowingly or unknowingly, is that he's not satisfied. He wants more. So yeah, material wealth is not the source of permanent happiness. And the interviewer also asked him, when you're alone and you have nothing else to do, what do you think about? And he replied, I think about how to pay the bills. That's like any ordinary person. His bill might be $1 billion to take over some company that he wants to acquire. But it's the same principle. So just as we, at whatever our level is, are not happy in our material situation, even if you're the richest man in the world, you still won't be happy in your material situation. So that is not the source of our permanent happiness. The source of our permanent happiness is spiritual. A living being is constitutionally a spiritual spark of the complete whole, and his happiness can be perfectly perceived in spiritual activities. The Lord is the complete spirit whole, and his name, form, quality, pastimes, entourage, and personality are all identical with him. Yes, God is absolute, so his name and he are the same. In the material world or the relative world, the name of a thing and the thing are different. For example, if I'm hungry and I chant mango, 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 chanting mango, mango won't satisfy my hunger, because the word mango and the thing mango are different. But if I chant Krishna, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna is personally present, dancing on my tongue. So because Krishna is absolute, we can come in contact with him by chanting his name and glories, by worshipping his deity, by any of the multifarious ways in which Krishna manifests himself. The Lord is the complete spirit whole, and his name, form, quality, pastimes, entourage, and personality are all identical with him. Once a person comes into contact with any one of the above-mentioned energies of the Lord, through the proper channel of devotional service, the door to perfection is immediately opened. In the Bhagavad Gita 2:40, the Lord has explained such contact in the following words: endeavors in devotional service are never baffled, nor is there failure. A slight beginning of such activities is sufficient even to deliver a person from the great ocean of material fears. So anything material is lost at the time of death. We may know 5 languages, but when we leave our body and take birth again, we don't know any languages. They're like ga 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 ga. But spiritually, if we make complete 1% of Krishna consciousness, then in the next life we begin from 2%. So it's never lost. There's no diminution, and that little progress will save us from the greatest fear, which is to fall down into a lower species of life. As a highly potent drug injected intravenously acts at once on the whole body, the transcendental topics of the Lord injected through the ear by the pure devotee of the Lord can act very efficiently. This is the connection with the medical conference. As a highly potent drug injected intravenously acts at once on the whole body, the transcendental topics of the Lord injected through the ear by the pure devotee of the Lord can act very efficiently. Oral, that's A-U-R-A-L, through the ear. Oral realization of the transcendental messages implies total realization. Just as fructification of one part of a tree implies fructification of all other parts. This realization for a moment in the association of pure devotees like Shukadeva Goswami prepares one's complete life for eternity. And thus the sun fails to rob the pure devotee of his duration of life, inasmuch as he is constantly busy in the devotional service of the Lord, purifying his existence. So the verse is very startling, you know, both by rising and by setting, the sun decreases the duration of life of everyone. Well, that we can understand. Except one who utilizes the time in discussing topics of the all-good personality of Godhead. Well, how does that work? It works because if we utilize our time for Krishna consciousness and become Krishna conscious, then we don't actually die, but we realize our eternal life with Krishna. So we are preparing ourselves for eternity. Death is a symptom of the material infection of the eternal living being. Only due to material infection is the eternal living entity subjected to the law of birth, death, old age, and disease. So yes, these are the miseries of materialist existence. Janma, mrityu, jara, vyadhi, dukkha, dosa, anudarshanam. Nobody can eliminate those miseries of birth, death, old age, and disease by material means. But if we become Krishna conscious and realize our eternal spiritual identities, then no more repetition of birth, death, old age, and disease. And that's what we want. Sometimes people argue, well, what's wrong with material life? But if you ask them, well, do you want to die? No. Do you want disease? No. Do you want to grow old? No. But that's material life. So what's wrong with material life? Well, to begin, birth, death, old age, and disease. The materialistic way of pious activities, like charity, is recommended in the Smriti Shastras, as quoted by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Money given in charity to a suitable person is guaranteed bank balance in the next life. Such charity is recommended to be given to a Brahmin. If the money is given in charity to a non-Brahmin, without brahminical qualification, the money is returned in the next life in the same proportion. If it is given in charity to a half-educated Brahmin, any half-educated Brahmins in the house? Even then, the money is returned double. Not bad. If the money is given in charity to a learned and fully qualified Brahmin, The money is returned 100,000 times. And if the money is given to a Veda Paraga, one who has factually realized the path of the Vedas, it is returned by unlimited multiplication. So in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Vedaishta Sarvaya Aham Eva Vedyo, that by all the Vedas he is to be known. So if one is a Veda Paraga who has realized the purpose of the Vedas, in other words, Krishna, and money is given to him, and Srila Prabhupada is certainly an example of a Veda Paraga, the money is returned by unlimited multiplication. Now, how is that possible? Because everything in the material world is limited. It may be very big, but it has some limit. So, for the money to be returned by unlimited multiplication, it really means that we have to go to the spiritual world. Once Srila Prabhupada visited Hong Kong, and his disciples picked him up from the airport in a Rolls Royce limousine, and then took him for a press conference at the penthouse suite of the Hilton Hotel. So one of the reporters asked him, "You're supposed to be a spiritual person. Why did you ride in a Rolls Royce limousine?" And Srila Prabhupada replied, "Actually, I am a resident of the spiritual world. And in the spiritual world, everything is made of transcendental gems. So even if they had picked me up in a Rolls Royce made of solid diamonds, it would not have been good enough. So you're asking me why I rode in a Rolls Royce limousine? The answer is because that was the best they could offer." So the point here, I mean, there are many levels to what Srila Prabhupada said, the point is that the unlimited return we get by giving to a fully realized devotee of Krishna can be experienced in the spiritual world. In other words, it more or less guarantees that we'll go to the spiritual world. So yeah, if the money is given in charity to a learned and fully qualified Brahmin, the money is returned 100,000 times. And if the money is given to a Veda Paraga, one has factually realized the path of the Vedas, it is returned by unlimited multiplication. The ultimate end of Vedic knowledge is realization of the personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, as stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Vedaishta Sarvaya Aham Eva Vedya. There is guarantee of monies being returned if given in charity, regardless of the proportion. Similarly, a moment passed in the association of a pure devotee by hearing and chanting the transcendental messages of the Lord is a perfect guarantee for eternal life, for returning home back to Godhead. This is so potent, hearing and chanting about Krishna. It says even a moment. Madhama gatva purna janma navidyate. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that one who attains his abode does not have to take birth again in the material world. In other words, a devotee of the Lord is guaranteed eternal life. A devotee's old age or disease in the present life is but an impetus to such guaranteed eternal life. Now, this is a very important point. It's related to what Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Janma Mritu Jara Vyadi Dukha Dosanu Darshanam, that to be aware of the miseries of birth, death, old age, and disease is part of the process of knowledge. And here it's a similar idea. Devotee's old age or disease in the present life is but an impetus to such guaranteed eternal life, because that old age and disease remind us that the body is not a happy place, the material world is not our real home, and we should utilize our time to become Krishna conscious so that we can enter that realm where there is no birth, death, old age, and disease. And of course the verse has emphasized Uttama Shloka Vartaya, topics of the All Good Personality of Godhead. And chanting the holy names of the Supreme Personality of Godhead also brings the same result, and that is very easy and pleasant to chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So, are there any questions or comments? Yes, you know, be Hare. Yeah, but I only started, okay. 12 after. No, seriously, I only started 12 after, so they have to give me 12 more. Tell Chirag.
Okay. Question of death. You have mentioned death is a material infection of the living entity. And how did you go? The death untimely of Prabhupada, number one. Number two, talking of the time and time, I had my boss last day. I worked for him for 22 years. Very nice boss and very friendly too. He was in the hospices 2 years ago. And I went in to see him, and he was very glad to see me. Then he said, come tomorrow and see me. And tomorrow never came. Before I was ready to go, I was halfway by the time he passed away. And I had a great regret in my life that I missed the chance. And number two, it always bothers me that, oh, why could I not go there? And could you please tell me how to remove that botheration or his regret I have? It bothers me that such a nice person was there and I could not go and see him at the time of death. Please explain a bit so that I will, in the future, not bother my conscience. It's still haunting me. all the time, they're such a nice person, I couldn't have the association, and then finally by Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Well, I will extract from your very personal question some general principles that may be useful for all of us. But the time of death is considered the final exam. And we're successful in passing the final exam if we can remember Krishna at the time of death. So the best thing that we can do for anyone who is leaving his or her body is to chant the holy names with them, so that they can ideally chant the holy name at the time of death, or at least be hearing the holy name. And then, as stated in the Bhagavad Gita, yam yam vapi smaram bhavam, in whatever state of mind you leave your body, to that state you will attain without fail. So if you leave your body in Krishna consciousness, you will attain Krishna. And we should not delay. It's I think stated in Ramayana, Shubhasya Sigram, that something auspicious should be done at once. So it's true, we don't know how much time we have, so we shouldn't procrastinate in our Krishna consciousness, and we don't know how much time another person has, so we shouldn't delay in doing good for them, spiritually especially. And as far as you, my dear Amarendra Prabhu, I would say that, you know, try to go deeper in your chanting. And if you hear of anyone who is in need of help, or who just on your own you want to help, then don't delay. Let's do it immediately. Any other questions or comments? Yes, sir.
You said that Prabhupada said in the spiritual world, he cherished the...
In the spiritual world, it is cherished full of great diamonds and those things. Is there a kind of... Is there any material stuff in the spiritual
world? No, there's nothing material in the spiritual world.
And how about
Chintamani? Made of Chintamani gems, spiritual gems. And Srila Prabhupada says, just as Maya builds the mundane world with material things, the spiritual world is made of spiritual gems. And those are valuable beyond any comparison to anything in the material world. So, nothing that we can offer in the material world that is material can compare to what the residents of the spiritual world have in the spiritual world. The only thing we can really offer is our love and devotion. And Srila Prabhupada was pleased. There was one incident. At that time there were a lot of complications in getting the Jew land in Bombay. And Srila Prabhupada was temporarily staying in a friend's home. Mr. Sethi's home. It wasn't quite finished, and Mr. Sethi had moved in, but Srila Prabhupada was staying there. And one One morning, Srila Prabhupada was speaking with some friends and senior devotees how to deal with the situation with Mr. Nair, who owned the land, and how to deal with all the challenges. And suddenly, a man appeared at the door to Srila Prabhupada's room. And he was, you know, you could see he was a laborer. You know, sort of dark, muscular, just wearing like a little white cloth around his waist. And he had a bunch of flowers in his hand. He came up to Srila Prabhupada's desk, low desk where Srila Prabhupada was sitting, and he placed the flowers on the desk, bowed his head to the floor, stood up, and walked out. And Srila Prabhupada was so moved, he was practically choked up. He couldn't even, focus on the topics that we were discussing at first. And then he quoted the verse, Patram Pushpam Phalam Toyam Yome Bhakta Prayachati. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, if we offer me with love and devotion, a leaf, a fruit, a flower, or some water, I will accept it. So Srila Prabhupada said that even Krishna is moved by a simple offering with love and devotion. And what to speak of me? I'm just an insignificant living entity. How much more I will be moved. And he was saying, how did he know that I was here? How did he know that a saintly person was here? What gave him the idea to collect those flowers and bring them to me? He's like really touched and moved. So, yeah, nothing material we can offer will impress a pure devotee, but if we offer even something small with love and devotion, it can touch his heart. Although once, sort of a humorous little anecdote, but once one of Srila Prabhupada's disciples came to give him a pretty good-sized donation, especially back then, in the 1970s. So he brought a wad of $100 notes, $10,000 in $100 notes. But when he got to just outside of Prabhupada's door, he realized that he didn't have any money to get home. So he removed $100 from the stack and he gave it to Prabhupada, gave him Prabhupada the rest. In his presence, Prabhupada counted it and he said, $100 is missing. So it's sort of like what they say, Krishna doesn't see how much you give, but he sees how much you hold back. So it's not that Prabhupada wanted the extra $100, but he didn't want his disciple to be holding back anything. Although he might, have had a good reason. But Prabhupada noted that he had removed $100. Any other questions or comments? Good, because we are out of time. Time and tide wait for no man. And our time is up. But we have utilized it properly for discussion of the all good personality of Godhead. Hare Krishna.